I hope you can all hear me. I have a little soft voice, so I'm trying to speak loud. Thank you for holding this. This is very important that we enact this resolution to say no to the Patriot Act in Providence. My name is Allison Rich. I live in Patchogue, Rhode Island. I'm a librarian at Brown University. The writer named Spider Robinson once wrote, "Librarians are the secret masters of the world. They control information. Don't ever piss one off." And I can tell you, most of my colleagues are violently annoyed and angry at Mr. Ashcroft, one, for calling us dupes, two, for saying that we have given into baseless hysteria. Librarians are not dupes. I have never met one who was, and I doubt I ever will. Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which is the offending portion of the Patriot Act for the library community, gives the government, gives the FBI the right to come and look at your internet browsing records, your circulation records. It also gives them the right to issue secret warrants in secret courts. It also prevents us from telling you that you have been a target of a search. I don't know. I don't want to live in an Orwellian universe. I really do not. I want to live in a free United States of America. And the ALA, the American Library Association, has issued a statement on the Patriot Act. We are very concerned about the right, librarians as a whole are very concerned about the right to keep your privacy, the right for you to have the freedom to read, have the freedom to research, and against censorship of all kinds. And I believe, and I will go to my grave believing this, that a true patriot, not a patriot of this administration, speaks their mind, speaks out, and has the right to be called a true patriot instead of anti-American.
Thank you for being here in the movement. Buenas noches, gracias por estar aquí en la lucha. The Patriot Act is no just idea, it's not a concept, it's real, and it's causing damage already to our community. One of the crazy things about the Patriot Act is that it allows local government offices, local politicians, to pass the buck of responsibility on upwards to the higher power and say, this is not our decision. Like, for example, case in point, Governor Carcheri this May cut off access to driver's licenses to people in Rhode Island who already had them, leaving them with nothing. And he said he did it in the name of Homeland Security. Immigration, the local immigration office, in the name of Homeland Security, under the Patriot Act, has been going to people's houses at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, knocking on their door and demanding to see the documentation of everybody in the house.
That's terrorism.
That is terrorism. When we ask immigration what's going on, they say, we're just taking our orders from the Boston Office of Immigration. They say, we're just taking our orders from the National Office of Immigration. They say, we're just taking our orders from the Bush administration. The Bush administration says, we're just taking our orders from Satan. It's really important that we're here tonight, because here on the local level, we can start to hold people accountable. Start to say, you can't just pass the buck on upwards. If you're working in government, you've got to take responsibility, and you've got to say no.
No!
You've got to stop. You've got to stop going to people's houses. You've got to stop taking people out. There are people who go to court for something as little as a traffic violation. They pay their fine, they go outside the court, and on the steps of the court, immigration is waiting for them and takes them away. This is terrorism. And it's time to say stop.
Stop.
opportunity, I just want to let everyone know that I'm a mother of three small children, and that's why I'm here tonight. Now, I teach my children the Bill of Rights, and sometimes they use freedom of speech against me. That's okay, because I want to raise them to think independently, and I talked to people yesterday, I talked to 400 people yesterday about this. No one knew what the Patriot Act was. Why don't they know? Why don't they know? Because it's on purpose. The Congress and the senators who passed the Patriot Act didn't even have a chance to read it before they passed it. Why? This is un-American. This is unheard of. This horrifies me. This horrifies me. I feel like somebody plunged the flag right through my guts. Does anybody else feel this way? I think we should say not no to the Patriot Act, but hell no.
That's right. Blood, 27 Dorns.
Blood.
Blood, yes, ma'am. I think, you know, everybody that's spoken tonight has done a good job articulating why we should be aware of this legislation passing. I think what a lot of people don't understand and what we're not hearing is this all began with a bit of a hallucination. That was, people were saying there's a Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was leaked to the press, and the denial came from Ashcroft and the government that this never existed. So here we are today to discuss the implementation of the Patriot Act on the citizens of America. So this is the very same government that denied the existence of the Patriot Act, now in defense of the Patriot Act. And I want you to know that, I mean, this is some of the things that are going on. Within 6 months of passing the Patriot Act, the Justice Department was conducting seminars on how to stretch the new wiretapping provisions that extended them beyond terror cases. This is reported by Dan Dodson, a spokesman for the National Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys. He said, they say they want the Patriot Act to fight terrorism. Within 6 months, they're teaching people how to use it on ordinary citizens. So I don't know, are you terrorists? I'm not a terrorist. And personally, I'll take Ben Franklin in his statement of, a man who gives up liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security.